This is The Bert Show.
Of course, you remember Eve, Blow Your Mind, Gwen Stefani. She's got a new song with Alicia Keys, Gangsta Lovin'. She's got a new solo album out called Evolution. And she stopped by The Bert Show studios and hung out with us for about an hour. And she's just the coolest girl.
You hear your music being played on the radio? You hear it in the headphones right now? What do you listen for? Are you only like when I look at a picture of all of us,
right.
I just see me.
Yeah, do you even know that Gwen Stefani's in this song too?
Yeah. I listen to the words.
You
when
do?
I listen to my music, I listen to the way I said things.
Mm-hmm.
If I could have said it better, or how, you know, if it could have been clearer, or that's what I listen to.
So you do critique yourself?
Yes.
Do you?
Is it ever finished? Are you ever at the point where you're like, all right, this is cool, it's done?
Yeah, sometimes, not all the time. Sometimes I'm like, I could do more, I could have did more. But sometimes that's all it is that could be done, you know?
Right. So when you're hearing this now, like, if you could go back in the studio right now and you're listening to what we're hearing right now,
right.
What would you change about this?
Not a thing.
No?
Not a thing.
It's
this
perfect.
Is actually one of my favorite songs
is
that
I've
ever done.
Really?
She'd take Gwen out of it, make it Eve and Eve.
Eve featuring Eve.
Change
on the,
the name of the song and let me blow my mind.
Right.
You know, I was reading your bio here, and I was trying, you know, like when we have celebrities come in, I try to relate to them on some level, you know.
Right.
Let me tell you something, you and I are on totally different sides of the spectrum. Because the way you grew up, I mean, in reading this thing, that's a tough life. I mean, I like grew up in the Jewish section of San Diego.
Okay.
Do you think that, you know, by you not being like the big time partier and, you know, kind of meeting the image in the music industry, mm-hmm. that has helped you with, you know, your peers in the industry or hurt you?
Neither. I mean, I do me. You know, I don't care. Like, I don't think it's helped or hurt. You know, I think people really know that I do my own thing. I don't really try to. That's not my thing. I don't like,
mm-hmm.
you know, the crystal. All that. Come on, man. I'm just not.
Are these tough on you, these radio tours?
It's the plane riding. It's the packing of the bags and the checking in. And first of all, we always get stopped at the supposed, what do they call it?
The random security
check. The fake random that I'm in the computer. I get checked all the time.
Oh,
we
yeah.
always get stopped because we usually have one-way tickets, so they always stop
take
us.
Take off
so
your shoes.
Take off the shoes. I'm going to say I had on flip-flops one day, and she told me to take them off. I'm like, what am I sticking in a flip-flop? It was crazy.
Now, I got to take advantage of while you're here because I know you got to get going soon. But I've always wanted to be a posse member. Like, I've always wanted to be, you know, in a posse. And
Can I be the
He wants to be the cream
you
in your coffee.
You want to come on tour with me?
So, yeah. So
come on tour.
Well, here's what I did. I put together a tape
okay.
because I want to be the posse guy who sings every sixth word of a rap song. You know what I mean? You see how that works? So what I
She's
did...
She's making fun of you so badly.
He's crazy.
Right now. I know.
I'm just... Can I play my tape
okay,
for you?
Okay, yeah.
It's 2 minutes. Just constructive criticism.
Okay.
It's on book.
Yeah, you're Simon on American Idol right now.
Oh, my God.
Word. Rap you.
That's me.
All night.
Baby girl, established. I ain't trying to lead you. I'm just want to ask you. You might want to give me your name. Explain your status. You know, I see you time to time. You seem available. Don't mean I know you want to settle. You got to say you are my short list. You I'm feeling you. Want you in the best way. What you going to do about it? Why don't you just ask me?
What do you think?
You know what?
Any future at all?
Look to your left. You know what you see? You see crookness.
He is crazy.
Yeah.
Just put him in a jumpsuit. He's ready to get out there, put some sunglasses on his face.
That's like, hilarious.
Like, growing up, I wanted to be one of the military dudes in Public Enemy, but I couldn't get Chuck D to call me back. So, you know, so I'm working on it.
And the clock around his neck gave him a rash. Good to have you in studio.
Thank you.
Good to have you in Atlanta.
Thank you.
And anytime you're in Atlanta, you know the door is always open for you.
Definitely. Thank
okay.
you.
Thanks for coming in.
This is The Bert Show.